The Valdez Museum is commemorating next week's 50th anniversary of the 1964 earthquake with the launch of two exhibits. KCHU's Tony Gorman has the story.
When the Good Friday earthquake occurred, it did more than just damage the city of Valdez. The town literally dropped off the map. It took 3 years for locals to relocate to the Valdez we know today. Those events have been recaptured through a new permanent exhibit at the Valdez Museum that is set to launch on the 50th anniversary of the quake. Andrew Goldstein is the museum's curator of collections and exhibitions.
There's a number of items that had not been displayed previously, including civil defense passes that would allow people living in Valdez access to their homes during the period of time when the town was essentially condemned. There's also a Volkswagen door that was donated by the Volkswagen company to assist in rebuilding the town.
He says the museum began collecting items for the exhibit back in 2012.
Our process was to assemble an advisory group of people who had lived through the earthquake and were still in Valdez, so they've seen both pre-earthquake and post-earthquake Valdez, and that was important to us to be able to really get the content and feel of the exhibit right.
Goldstein says the exhibit is built around a domestic setting. He says the purpose of this is to give it a personal feel.
So we chose to use the framework of a domestic setting, in this case a kitchen, to illustrate the urgency and the impact of the earthquake on home life. So the exhibit is arranged as a vignette of what it would be like to be in Valdez's home at the time that the earthquake struck.
The museum is also launching a temporary traveling exhibit on Valdez and the Good Friday earthquake. It's titled Communities, Disaster, and Change, and will be on display in Valdez through September before touring locations in Alaska and Hawaii. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.